Read number one.
For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Milwaukee is among the three finalists for the 2020 Democratic National Convention. The final four was announced yesterday, but Denver was said to be withdrawing its proposal, according to the Denver Post. The other finalists are Houston and Miami Beach. The convention is slated for July 13th through the 16th in 2020 and would bring an estimated 50,000 visitors and have an impact of $200 million on the local economy. Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Horst said he supports rookie Sterling Brown 100%. Brown filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the city of Milwaukee and police over his arrest in January, where he was tackled, tasered for parking across two handicap spots at 2 in the morning. The Brewers defeated the Cubs 1-0 yesterday. They play the Cardinals tonight at Miller Park. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced a $1.9 million in state grants for school safety on Wednesday, with nearly $1 million going to Madison Metropolitan School District. Afterwards, he went on to say, "We want school districts to develop with their local law enforcement the best plan for their school district." In February, and during a radio interview, Schimmel was quoted as saying, "When you make a school a gun-free school zone, the only person you are stopping is the law-abiding gun owner that doesn't want to get in trouble." The Brewers beat the Cubs 1-0 yesterday. They take on the Cardinals tonight at Miller Park. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. A Marquette University Law School poll shows Governor Scott Walker ahead of two Democratic challengers. In a survey of 800 people with a choice between either Walker or State Superintendent Tony Evers or Walker versus Kelda Royce, Walker won against both candidates 48-44% and 48-40% respectively. Of the 800 surveyed, 47 identified as Republicans and 44% identified as Democrats. The Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Horst said he supports rookie Sterling Brown 100%. Brown filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the city of Milwaukee and police over his arrest in January, where he was tackled and tasered for parking across two handicap spots at 2 in the morning. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. The Milwaukee Common Council has unanimously passed a resolution prohibiting the use of e-cigarettes on city property or in public spaces. The legislation was sponsored by Alderperson Mike Murphy and co-sponsored by Council President Ashanti Hamilton, Cavalier Johnson, and Malele Coggs. Last month, the municipal court increased the fine for selling tobacco to minors and raised the fine for retailers selling single cigarettes from $181 to $321 for a first offense. Several Wisconsin lawmakers are speaking out against the federal government separating immigrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined 48 other Democratic senators in backing a bill that stops the policy of separating families at the border. Weather and out. Highs today in the mid-60s with chance of scattered showers throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted.